Good evening, you're watching Left, Right and Center. I'm Vishnu Shom. This is a moment of reckoning. Today in the heart of Kashmir, justice is struck like lightning. Three terrorists, the cold-blooded masterminds behind the horrific Pahalgam massacre, have been eliminated by our security forces in a daring operation. These terrorists who gunned down 26 innocent souls in the serene Baisaran meadows of Pahalgam on the 22nd of April thought that they would shatter our spirit, sow fear and tear apart our unity. But today, they've met their end and India stands tall and unrelenting. The blood of those tourists, honeymooners, families, dreamers, cried out for justice and our forces answered with precision and courage. Operation Mahadev, as it's been called, sends a message louder than any bomb. India will hunt down every terrorist, no matter where they hide. This happened coincidentally on a day when a heated debate began in Parliament, with the Congress taking on the government in Opsindur. Well, what we can do now is actually share a couple of key points about the operation itself. Remember, this was a tech-based operation, is what we have learned. Communications intercepts may have been part of the operation to try and hunt down these terrorists to get an idea of where they were. Soldiers deployed in the higher reaches of the Dachigam forest had been there for a period of time to try and get an idea of what exactly was happening. In fact, this operation had been going on obviously for months since Pahalgam took place, but the exchange of fire today began at approximately 9 a.m. The area itself extremely rugged and forested, an encounter site like not one that we've seen in a long time. It's in fact near a ridge which goes towards Pahalgam itself. And there have been large-scale operations on this ridge for the last few months, which is why it is believed that these terrorists could not settle in any one place. Now, the operation is still on. There is a search on for more terrorists. The pictures of the terrorists who have been eliminated, including, it is believed, the terrorist mastermind of Pahalgam, that has been sent to the National Investigating Agency, and there should be some confirmation of this later on. So that's what we are looking at this juncture. Now, all of this took place coincidentally on a day in which Opsindur got off to a huge start in Parliament today in terms of debate. There was a fiery Rajnath Singh taking on Gaurav Gogoi of the Congress Party. Let's listen in to what they've said.
अध्यक्ष महोदय, कभी-कभी हमारे प्रतिपक्ष के लोग ये पूछते रहे हैं कि हमारे कितने बीमार हैं। मुझे लगता है उनका यह प्रश्न हमारी राष्ट्रीय जनभावनाओं का सही से प्रतिनिधित्व नहीं कर रहा है, मुझे लगता है। उन्होंने एक बार भी हमसे यह नहीं पूछा कि हमारी सेनाओं ने दुश्मन के कितने विमान मारे रहे।
क्या जरूर वो ये जरूरी नहीं कि जेट गिरे, पर क्यों गिरे, क्या गलतियां हुई, वो महत्वपूर्ण है। संख्या महत्वपूर्ण नहीं सर, 35 ही रफेल है देश में, 35 ही रफेल है। अगर उनमें से कुछ गिरे भी तो देखिए सर, मुझे तो लगता है कि बहुत बड़ी क्षति होगी।
Well, joining us now, General Yash Mor. We are also joined by S.B. Ved, the former Director General of Police in Jammu and Kashmir, Ranbir Singh Pathane of the BJP, and Adil Singh Boparai of the Congress Party. Thank you all very much for being with us. General Yash Mor, firstly, in terms of this operation itself, the terrain and the fact that this was at an altitude of 13,000 feet, extremely forested. And what people don't often understand is that you can't just necessarily hunt down well-trained terrorists who probably have been soldiers in the past instantly. It might take time. What does this operation say about the persistence of our forces?
Vishnu, Jai Hind, firstly, thank you for inviting me. And it's a very proud day for the forces that I also includes J&K police and other security force. Of course, the army is in the forefront of this. When I was in 36RR, I've operated in the Bring Valley, the Gadol Valley, the Wadhwan Valley, somewhere not exactly this area where this, this particular encounter has taken place. But I'm quite well averse of the, I've seen this terrain, the density of the trees, the heights, the difficulty of climbing, sustaining troops there, and trying to hunt down 2 to 3 terrorists, very, very difficult. So I'm sure we have used high quality tech int and more than that human int. I have been stressing on the need of human end, because the people of Kashmir who will guide us, and so I'm sure there must be some part of human end involved in this. So since morning when this news started coming in, one could see that it's been a joint operation. We are still waiting for details. I'm sure J&K Police Headquarter 15 Corps Victor Force will jointly address and give out the identification and things like that. There's no hurry in operations. There's no hurry even to once you cornered these militants, there's never a hurry. We can take our own time, because the aim is that we should not have any of our own casualties. It should be surgical operation. It should be very clean operation. And later on identification, the NIA will get involved, the police will get involved, the locals will get involved, and we should not be in a hurry to really put an identification name and this on. That will take time. So overall, I think it's been a very, very commendable job done by all the forces, the special forces, the Rashtriya Rifles, J&K Police, and the int agencies who would have naturally been, part of this. So, yeah, Vishnu.
Mr. Ved, I think what General Moore speaks about is important, intelligence. In the last couple of years, there was a sense, particularly south of the Pir Panjal, a sense that human intelligence, for all sorts of reasons, was growing thin. There are few people in this country who have fought terrorists more than you. How important is human intelligence, beyond technical intelligence, as we fight terrorism?
Good evening, Vishnu. Good evening to my co-panelists. As General Saab was saying, General Bahur, I think intelligence is very, very crucial for any successful operation. And in fact, that was the point where we had certain weaknesses on both sides of the Pir Panjal. And these are specially trained terrorists for mountain warfare and jungle warfare by the Pakistan establishment. And some of them are ex-commandos of the Pakistan Special Forces. And they were using... making use of some of the facility provided by Chinese satellites, and which is very, very difficult to track down, making use of special equipment provided by Chinese communicated through satellites to the control in Pakistan. So normal procedure where what security forces used to do is tracking down with the tower location when somebody is using mobile phone. That is not happening for quite some time now. All these terrorists have been specially trained for such purposes, that minimum human interaction. The technical inputs are so difficult to get. I think in this very, very successful operation, human intelligence has played a very crucial role. Sure. I think a lot of tracking has taken place, monitoring has taken place. It took many, many days to zero in, and then ultimately a very well planned, precise operation was launched. Look at the location where this has happened, Mahadev Mountain, overlooking the Dachigam forest, thick forest down below. But look at the place where this hideout is built. You could spot movement of security forces from any angle. So a very difficult job for the security forces. I think all had kudos to those who generated this pinpointed intelligence, and the overall in charge people who actually executed this operation. Sure. Excellent work done. The country was waiting for this. And today's news was really very, very good news for that.
General Moore, I think
no
Mr.
better
Ved
appropriate
makes...
time than today.
Sure. I think Mr. Ved makes an important point when he says that not ordinary terrorists could actually operate in this area. It just strikes me that those soldiers, these terrorists, were potentially soldiers trained in jungle craft. The ability to survive at 13,000 feet, in those forests, in a shelter, and then, and they aren't suicide attackers. At least, they hit and they run. It requires an element of extreme training, right? These were not terrorists. They were obviously soldiers, special forces soldiers in some way, shape or form.
See, Vishnu, very distinctly, at least people like me who have been in 20, 30 encounters and seen very closely. By seeing a picture, I can tell you whether it's a Lashkar-e-Toyba or Jaish, or, you know, that is the kind of training and indoctrination, equipment, everything speaks the moment you see a terrorist, you know, of which Tanzeem he belongs to. And so Lashkar-e-Toyba, their equipment has been top class, as the DGP was saying. Even in my time, they used to have Japanese ICOM radio sets, which are very difficult to track. But finally, we started listening in. Today, I believe the radio set they are using, you just cannot intercept any message. There's such high level of encryption is there in the, so we just cannot get a fix or even hear what they're talking. Then the shoes they use, the equipment, the belt they wear, the rucksack they carry, everything, you know, is absolutely top class, very, very costly equipment. They have world receivers with them. So they are, whether they are soldiers or not, I will not speculate, and we should not speculate on all these things. Let us maturely come out with the, details of this. But yes, anybody who is a Lashkar-e-Toyba, who's been trained and sent by ISI, they are all very well trained. And earlier also we have had these people, we have killed them in, Wadhawan Valley and those heights, where they never expected the army will come after that. And right. So they are well trained, they're physically very fit, and they can live. The problem happens when they come and start living on the valley floor among the villages. Then they become lazy, and then it is very difficult for them. But these people, if they are indeed the people who did the Pahalgam massacre, they have been out in the forests, in tarpaulin kind of thing, or some bags. Sure. Or cloaks for
all right, General Moore, I understand what you're saying. And Mr. Ved, you're welcome to stay on and participate in what will now be a political discussion. But that's your choice entirely. Adil Singh Boparai, this of course came up on a day when Op Sindoor came up in Parliament. Rajnath Singh Ji, the Defence Minister, said, among other points, that at the end of the day, India won. So why is the, essentially what he said, and these are my words, is that why is the Congress nitpicking when the overall objectives have been met? And I would suggest that, assuming that these are the terrorists who are involved in Pahalgam, that, they've managed to get that success as well, at least partly.
Well, Vishnu, there are several issues and there are several dimensions to this extremely unfortunate incident at Pahalgam and the consequential action, including the kinetic action in early May. But point number one, we salute our brave hearts. We salute the armed forces. There are reports, of course, I'm not sure if there's been official confirmation, but there are reports which indicate that one of the three terrorists who's been liquidated today happens to be the alleged mastermind. Of course, once the official readout is out, but be that as it may, we salute our brave hearts. Point number two, coming to the larger issue and what was being discussed in Parliament today. Please understand, how did India, including you, learn about the ceasefire between India and Pakistan? It was not the Pakistani establishment. It was not the Indian government. It was a tweet by the US President Donald Trump. Point number one.
I beg
Point
to
number two, you
have Adil,
the US.
I was briefed on it. I was briefed on it and I reported it.
Well, as far as
including the exact times, both from the army and from the External Affairs Ministry, including the times. And I can tell you right now, there was a time approximately 1 p.m. when the conversation was supposed to take place. Apparently, there was a problem with the phones at that stage. Then they decided, I think, at a little after 3:30 p.m., their DGMO called our DGMO, and within 2 hours they decided to call it off. They decided at 3:30 to call it off, and they did call it off. Of course, they broke it for about 24 hours, but that is the sequence, and I've reported this.
Vishnu, you must allow me to complete. You're very senior in the profession.
No, but you made a point which I disagree with. I mean, I say that
In a healthy democracy, we can agree to disagree. As far as the general public is concerned, we learned about the ceasefire from the tweet of Donald Trump. Let me clarify this. Number two, you have the US president, and this is not just any individual. You have the US president claiming 28 times that he brokered peace between India and Pakistan and that he threatened that trade will be stopped. I think this is very, very material.
Okay.
I think the government of the day has categorically, listen, Vishnu, if there's going to be a point by point rebuttal, I can't continue like this.
No, I just said okay, but I do believe you mentioned lots of points. Let's get Mr. Pathania to respond to that.
I haven't said anything. Your response is longer than my answer. You finish your point. Thank you. Number three, you have the CDS acknowledging that yes, there were losses. There were losses. You have the military attaché in Indonesia saying that, well, our objective, and we were given a restrictive handout that you will not target military installations. This is all a matter of record. You have the gentleman who's the military attaché, captain who's attached with the embassy in Indonesia saying this. You have a serving general saying that it was the Chinese who were driving this entire operation. The Pakistanis were merely in the front. Was it not incumbent on the defense minister to call out the Chinese?
All right, okay.
The Chinese are the real bulwark.
All right. Why are they shy? You mentioned three separate points that I could count. Let Ranbir come in and respond to those. I'll try and come back to you. Ranbir, go ahead.
Please. Vishnu, first of all, a very good evening to everybody on board. And I'll start from the first instance that let's not try to create mountains out of molehill. This is India fights against terror. This is not only India doesn't beat only the Bharatiya Janata Party or the central government. Each and every citizen of India is fighting a battle against terror. And let the Indian National Congress, the Grand Old Party, and all the members of India Alliance, let they be very responsible. Let them leave some issues out of the purview of petty politics. Let us see that petty politics doesn't give a version of a divided house in India. You see, Jammu and Kashmir was a separate case. We as a race, we as people of Jammu and Kashmir, we are those people who did not allow the East India Company to steep into Jammu and Kashmir. Jammu and Kashmir was not directly under the English rule. We fought extremism, we fought fundamentalism, and we kept the flag of the nation flying Hawaii among us tough and trying times also. But the people, those who are picking holes, let me put a question to you, sir, that why a separate flag, why a separate constitution, and why a separate prime minister for Jammu and Kashmir? This experience, this adventure totally misfired. This absolutely blew right in the face. And now, after 5th of August 2019, the total narrative has changed. Just to brief it up, sir, there is a total sense of security in Kashmir, barring a few incidents, a sense of security in Kashmir, a big boom in industry, tourism at an all-time high. So, we are seeing G20 meet in Jammu and Kashmir, in Kashmir also. So, if this incident which was planned and programmed in the Baisaran Valley of Pahalgam, this was absolutely an act of terror. An act of terror is an act of terror.
But Ranbir ji, I don't think you've answered Adil's question.
Please.
Adil had a very pointed question, one among three. But the one question is that why is it that losses or purported losses of Indian platforms were being referred to by the Chief of Defence Staff and others? Why is there no clarity, at least from the floor of Parliament or elsewhere?
Sir, see Vishnu, let the US President or any foreign dignitary say something. You said 28 times, I said 2800 times. We need not to care about it. Whatsoever is the official statement of the Bharat Sarkar, the official statement of the Indian Army, let's believe our brave forces. If they say something on record, if there is something in a press invite, let's believe it. Let's not pick holes. We can't believe the version of the Trump that five planes have been damaged. Absolutely not. We totally disown it. And nobody should have the courage and the audacity to own it. Nobody should have the courage and audacity to pick holes with regard to such stray incidents, we could simply say just arrows shot in an arena of dog that tempers and temperaments also.
Okay.
So we should believe our army. May I respectful submission to Congress and all political parties across the board. Let's keep some issues out of the net of petty politics. Let's be all united. Let's all stand tall.
Okay.
Let's all be
all right. Ranbir ji, let me give Adil the last, our last word. Adil, the point that he's trying to make, many people say that, is there will be losses in conflict. Why politicize that? All right. That's, I think, is what Ranbirji is saying. Briefly, we've got about a minute or two left.
Let me tell you, Vishnu, let me tell you the fundamental problem. You may not agree with me on air, but I'm certain you'll agree with me off air. The fundamental problem of the government and its ecosystem is that they want to project Mr. Modi as a larger than life image. And it is because that they want to portray this image, they don't come out with facts. Let me please complete. That's point number one. Point number two, what Mr. Modi has achieved, and it doesn't matter what a BJP RSS Pracharak says, what Mr. Modi has unfortunately achieved is rehyphenation of India and Pakistan. And it doesn't matter what spiel BJP and the media gives us domestically, what matters is how's the world viewing it. And the world unfortunately has rehyphenated India and Pakistan, number one. Number two, you cannot discount what the US president says, for heaven's sake. Please don't discount it. We have to counter it. We have to counter it. Number three, we have generals, we have military attaches acknowledging that the government gave them a limited or a restricted readout or an objective. Why was that restriction placed? Is it because of that restriction that we lost jets?
Okay.
The government needs to come clear. Number four, we are not enemies of the government. When you engage in a dialogue on the floor of the House, the idea is accountability and strengthening our national security apparatus. Like I said, the problem is they want to project Mr. Modi as a larger than life, as a machismo figure. And in that process, they are undermining national security.
All right.
That is the nub of the matter.
Are there lots of points over there? I've run out of time, but I do believe tomorrow we should get perhaps more debate, maybe a few more answers. At some stage, we do expect the Prime Minister to speak as well. Let's see if there is more transparency in this entire process. But some would suggest, and I would as well, as somebody who's reported this closely, the end result of Op Sindoor, it's not entirely over, was one where India succeeded a great deal. Those images of hits on Pakistani terrorist camps and on their air bases, that's 100% correct. The Congress never referred to that today, sir. Explicitly, right? You are digging holes in the government, but perhaps you should have also mentioned the success of the operations. That's a perspective.
We always salute our brave hearts. We always do. But it's the BJP who plays politics on their valor.
Sanju, you didn't mention it on ground, sir.
I got to end this now. I'm being told I'm out of time right now. We will continue to track this and we'll get all perspectives. Thank you both very much for being with us. You've been watching Left, Right and Center. We do need to take a short break. There's more coming up.